But first up, Whānau Water Commissioning Agency Chair Merepeket Okawa Tates described the High Court decision over the release of Māori data as a bittersweet victory because while we won the case, she says we won't have time to use the data before the Auckland borders reopen next week. There are still some issues that need resolution. A warm welcome to you, Merepeket. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe,
morena, Dale. Tēnā koe. Well, obviously, you've got Ashley in your sights, but also firing a direct challenge to Jacinda Ardern to step in and take control of the Ministry of Health. These are quite damning indictments that have come from this court case on the way the MOH has denied access to this data. What are the main points you'd like our listeners to know of, please, Merepeket?
Well, first of all, this is the sort of exercise that nobody really needs, not at this time. We never wanted this. We wanted to make sure that we're vaccinated. So we got in early with our request. As you know, the Ministry of Health dicked around and said, no, we're not going to provide you with data so that we can target our resources and our teams to be more effective at reaching our whānau. So we took, as you know, Dale, that is right. The second time now the High Court has come out in our favour and said get that information to our agency, the commissioning agency, within 72 hours. So yes, but we are really very concerned because the time that has been wasted has caused us obviously anxiety. We know now what the trend, how things are trending. We know that we're coming into summer. We won't be able to use that data prior to Christmas. And as soon as the borders come down in Auckland, people start to travel. We understand that, but we're planning for the best. But I think we suspect it's going to be a very bad situation. It didn't have to happen this way. So it is bittersweet. Our success at the High Court yesterday has been, this week, with the result coming out yesterday, has been bittersweet for us.
Are you expecting all the data you need to be released in that 72 hours, or might we anticipate more procrastination from the Ministry?
Oh, listen, I would not be at all surprised if they don't procrastinate. They've been very good at that. And listen, I'm not going to be that unkind to think that they've done that purposely in the hope, not that we would go away, but in the hope that our Māori whānau would not receive the care and the attention and the vaccination that they need. I mean, if I was to think that, then I would think that there had been an orchestrated attempt to prevent Māori from getting the vaccination that they need. And that, to me, is tantamount to absolutely derelict of duty on behalf of the Ministry of Health and also on behalf of this government as well. So, you know, that's harsh to say, but this did not need to happen. And so I'm just hoping that they will put aside their indifference to us, to the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency, their indifference to getting Māori whānau the support they need, and just get on with the job, pull finger, and do what they have to do. Get that data to us as soon as possible.
The Whānau Water Commissioning Agency aren't wallflowers, are they? And I wonder if there's some personality issues at play here. John's pretty outspoken, pretty critical as well. And I wonder whether you think, and yourself, Tudaiti, I mean, you're all, you know, pretty front foot sort of styled people. Perhaps the Ministry of Health, in particular, Ashley Bloomfield, might not be used to your style.
Well, we don't sit around, Dale, worrying about our jobs. We get on with the damn job. That is our job. That is our responsibility. Our responsibility in the positions that we hold is to show the leadership that is required. And it is fearless leadership that is required at this time. You know, if our whānau do not have a voice, they can't say to the Minister of Health or to the government, this government, you know, give us the data and make sure that my family is protected. But that's our responsibility. And that's what we have to do. Yes, I suspect that there are personalities, you know, but leadership is not about being, it's not a personal, not a popularity contest. And so what we have to do is put aside perhaps our fear of being targeted and just know that at the end of the day, we are the voices for our whānau, and leadership means that you actually do what you have to do, say what you have to say, and get on with the job.
I spoke with Donna earlier about the tribunal case as well, the Waitangi Tribunal. And it's scathing criticism, really, when you line up all the ducks in a row of the government's haphazard and disrespectful approach to our people regarding the rollout. The criticisms are coming thick and fast now. sadly, we're looking back on what could have been done but wasn't. What can we learn from the mistakes of the past, and how will that help us in the future?
Well, I think within 6 weeks of COVID entering our country, I think it was obvious that the criticisms that we're hearing now directed at the government's response, I think it was obvious that that was going to be the case. Because to me, it looked, Dale, as if the Ministry of Health saw this as, my goodness, this is our moment to shine. This is our moment in the sun. And so they put aside any offer of support, help, assistance, guidance in doing what they had to do, particularly for Māori. They just were so dismissive of any offer of help and support. We saw that. We saw that here. Out in the regions, we saw that everywhere. I'm a member of the health board, for goodness sake, been so for the last 11 years. And any offer of support that was coming to us from locals, from the local groups and iwi groups and whānau ora, was just pushed to one side. And therein we knew straight away that this would not work out well, and it hasn't panned out well. It could have been done so much better, but there were bureaucrats that said, no, this is for us. This can absolutely justify our existence. And if anything, it's turned out to be far from the success story that the government is touting. It could have been done better, and all it needed was for the government to recognise that Māori have an important role in being there for their people in times of this magnitude of stress and particularly a worry and harm for them. So it didn't have to be this way, and it's very, very disappointing. The government should look seriously at what is coming through in that Waitangi claim that's now being heard with all the submissions being heard this week. There is some very, very revealing information coming through that the government needs to know. Next time, should we ever as a country have to go through this again, we will have learnt and we will do it better, and that requires Māori involvement from day one.
It's disappointing that we have been forced to go to the High Court, which comes at cost, engaging legal representation and the like. Whānau ora needs every cent it can get hold of for the needs of our people on the street, who ends up having to foot the bill to challenge the Ministry of Health. The finding have come in favour of the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency. Were costs awarded in that regard?
Were costs awarded? Well, we certainly don't know that at this stage, Dale. But, it is interesting. You're quite right. Whānau Water Commissioning Agency, our money comes from the government to do the work that we have to do. And isn't it ironic that we've had to use Whānau Water money that should be going to support our provider partners to do their job effectively? And what we've had to do is to use that money to fight the government so that we can be more effective in our job. Now, that's a ridiculous situation. And as I say before, it's been stressful. It's been stressful not only for those of us who are leading the Whānau Water Commissioning Agency, but all of our provider partners up and down the country who are absolutely knackered, who know that it didn't have to be this way, that they could have been far more effective. And more importantly, Dale, we didn't want the anti-vaxxers to fill the space where we could have been giving good information and targeting that information directly at the whānau that need to have it. And if they had any more concerns, we would have been available to them as well. Not to twist their arm, but just to say, we're here. Can we help you? Can we help any other members of your family? That's all we have ever wanted to do, to ensure that our Māori whānau are not further compromised in the area of health by not being able to get access to the vaccination, and more importantly, to timely information. So we are watching this space right now, and we are alert, and we are just fingers and toes crossed that over the summer holidays and the holiday period, when families want to be with their loved ones, that we're not going to see an outburst that we have never before seen in New Zealand for such a long time.
Meta Becker, as always, appreciate your thoughts, as our listeners do also. I appreciate it a great deal. Thanks. Let's follow this one closely. Have to.
Thank
all,
you.
All the best to you, Meta Becker. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you.
And you're listening to Pākehi Waha. Thanks to New Zealand On Air. Thanks to you. For